From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama heads to Germany Sunday to drum up support for a trade pact. Mr. Obama will hold talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and officially open the Hannover Messe, billed as the world's leading trade fair for industrial technology. Saturday, the president told a town hall meeting of British youth that globalization and integration should be seen not as threats, but as opportunities. Mr. Obama said while security remains one of his top priorities, how threats are addressed is also important.
How we address them is important. And recognizing that security is not just a matter of military actions, but is a matter of the messages we send and the institutions that we build and the diplomacy that we engage in and the opportunities that we present to people.
Later Saturday, the president met with British labor leader Jeremy Corbyn. The White House says Obama congratulated Corbyn on his election, and the two men discussed the impact, that is, of globalization on labor unions and working people. Meanwhile, in Hanover, Germany, Saturday, tens of thousands of protesters gathered to demonstrate against the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP. An estimated 30,000 people marched in the streets. Trade unionists, nationalists, and green groups say the deal will drive down wages, erode consumer protection, and damage the environment. Mr. Obama and other proponents say that lowering tariffs will give a boost to business at a time of economic uncertainty. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and top EU officials traveled to Turkey Saturday to try to smooth over tensions that have arisen after an EU-Turkey deal last month to curb the number of migrants pouring into Europe. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, along with Mrs. Merkel, European Council President Donald Tusk, and European Commission First Vice President Frans Timmermans, toured a refugee facility close to Turkey's border with Syria. Afterward, Donald Tusk said at a news conference that the EU deal with Turkey has helped cut down on the number of illegal migrants making the journey to Europe.
Our return operations are working in tandem with resettlements of Syrian nationals from Turkey to EU member states, demonstrating the desired shift from illegal to legal migration.
Under an agreement reached in March, migrants who do not qualify for asylum in Greece are deported back to Turkey. Several human rights groups have criticized Turkey's handling of refugees. Syrian government airstrikes on two rebel-held areas killed more than 20 people Saturday, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and local reports. At least 10 people were killed in Aleppo one day after a heavy bombardment by Syrian government planes killed 19 people there. In Duma, shelling killed at least 13 people, but the death toll was expected to rise because several people were critically wounded. The violence comes despite a cessation of hostilities agreement mediated in February in Geneva. That agreement has been widely credited with sharply reducing the fighting in Syria, but both sides have reported numerous violations, including a rise in fighting in the past few days. For the third straight day, fans of music icon Prince in Minnesota were flocking to sites made famous by the superstar and hometown hero. Hundreds have been mourning outside of Prince's Paisley Park estate in suburban Minneapolis, leaving purple flowers and balloons along the fence. Angela Brown was one of those at the makeshift memorial on Saturday.
Knowing how big he was in the world and to have him still here at home, I feel proud to be home. I'm proud to say I'm a Minnesotan just because this man made us on the map.
The 57-year-old musician, the composer of such hits as 1999, Purple Rain, and Little Red Corvette, was found dead Thursday at the compound. An autopsy was conducted Friday, but authorities say it could be weeks before the cause of death is released. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.